This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, November 20th. Well, the corn market pulls back Tuesday, giving back last month's rally from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Scott Shelley.
We had that recent 50-cent rally up to 402. Now we've given away 70% of that. We've given back 35 cents of that rally. And what that just tells me is when we got to that 402 level, obviously we ran into a lot of selling at that $4, that large new big handle number. But then the longs that already had it didn't need any more. And the country just felt kind of heavy that way. We've had some dollar issues with that being strong as well. But again, given 70% of that move back, 62% is going to be a Fibonacci number. After we've gone through that, we clearly have. What's going to be there to kind of stop this thing? I think it's probably another, 3 or 4 cents, and we'll start to maybe see some buying in there.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 4¾ at 511.5. December corn was up 2¼ at 370. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 595. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for November were up 7¼, ranging from 585¾ to 6¾. The NS wheat with 14% protein prices for November were unchanged, ranging from 648¼ to 678¼. Club wheat of ordinary protein for November was also unchanged, ranging from 590 to 770. Live cattle for December was up 7.5 cents at 118.75. November feeder cattle was up 22.5 cents at 146.52½. And November class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 2033. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.